Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hogue. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quel scoops it up and throws to first, with Ross covering, for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doerr moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tabor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani takes first base on ball four. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy strikes out. One out. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hogue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-1 in the game. Conroy takes first base on ball four. Doerr moves to second. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to third. Conroy moves to second. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Pesky moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Lupien moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway bunts for an out with unknown description. Ross moves to second. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagner fields it and throws to second to catch Ross off the bag. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Hoag moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Appling reaches second base with a double. Hoag scores. QL goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Conroy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesci hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-2 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoag bunts for an out with unknown description. Callaway moves to second. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Quell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Callaway moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney pinch hits for Bill Conroy. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Charlie Wagner. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.